This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1221, How to Avoid Average IELTS Listening Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Find out today how the average IELTS candidate scored last year on IELTS listening, including candidates who are native English speakers. Spoiler alert, even natives aren't perfect. Learn how to rise above these low averages on your next IELTS exam.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners, and hello, Aubrey.
Hi, Jessica. How are you? I see you shaved your head again. Guys, I'll have to check out YouTube if you want to see Jessica's freshly shaven scalp.
I think this is going to be my thing from now on because I really don't like spending any time on stuff I don't want to. And if I like the way I look with super short hair, then why not? Because I don't have to think about anything in the morning now.
Right? Way less money for shampoo. There's so many perks.
It's so easy. Yeah, guys, remember that every one of our podcast episodes is also on YouTube. So check out IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. And we want to remind you guys, before we get to these listening tips, and we have some really cool IELTS statistics to share with you, that can be scary if you're not preparing for IELTS well. But before we get to the listening stuff, Aubrey, there's some exciting stuff happening on the All Ears English side, I hear.
Yes, guys, we have a new podcast for you to listen to. You do not want to miss it. It is a business English podcast from All Ears English. So if you work in English or might someday, or just want to learn more about what it takes to work in English, this is the podcast for you. So you definitely want to check it out. Wherever you find your podcasts, search All Ears English Business and it's going to pop up.
Yep, exactly. All right, awesome. So, Aubrey, I was looking for information, statistics on IELTS candidates for last year for 2021. And I wondered if IELTS would even release information like that because they're so secretive. But I was able to find a lot of good stats on the IELTS site. Aubrey, when you're looking at these stats, like they tell us what the average listening scores, reading scores, blah, 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 overall scores per language, per country, per overall candidate, all of it. Were these averages surprising to you?
Yes, they are surprisingly low to me. I think because our students get such high scores. And when I see a score reported, it's a student telling us, thank you for your course. I finally got the scores I want. Those are the scores I see, right?
Yeah,
I
totally
don't see these averages, which are very low, you guys. So first of all, if you have taken the exam and your scores are quite low, know that you're in good company. Like the average score, students are scoring pretty low, 6.5.
Yeah. So we are going to use this information, guys, to bring you some special episodes today and upcoming based around these averages. So you guys have all the information and we could tell you exactly how to avoid getting these average scores. So today we're talking about listening. Now let's share the average listening scores for 2021 first. So, for people taking the academic listening exam, average of 6.5, right? General students taking listening, average of 6.8. So That's interesting to me. Why do you think because the listening test is the same on the academic and general test. So why do you think general candidates are scoring a little more highly than the academic candidates?
The only thing I can think of is that if you're studying for the academic exam, perhaps what you're listening to is more what you're thinking of as academic, right? News and TED Talks and things that aren't giving you this holistic overall, you know, vocabulary and listening practice that's more applicable for every listening exam.
That's my thought too. Aubrey and I work one-on-one with a lot of IELTS candidates. We teach students that are in Three Keys IELTS. And in my experience, at least, the general candidates, they are preparing to immigrate. They are preparing not just for like a specific phase in English, like studying, right? They're preparing for a life in English, right? And so in my experience, at least, these general candidates are more likely to be listening to a variety of podcasts, to love watching TV and movies in English. And just like you said, Aubrey, they're getting a more holistic immersion experience in English than a lot of academic test takers. So that's an important thing to note there, guys. But still, both are under 7. Right. Now, here's the interesting statistics for English native English speakers taking the IELTS exam. Okay, I almost called you student, Aubrey. I was like, student.
Student, please answer this.
Aubrey, what are the stats for native English speakers on the listening exam?
Yeah, this was a little fascinating. So those who are taking academic, the average is 7.26. I would expect that, and I'm sure listeners out there, you would expect that to be much higher. But yeah, it actually doesn't shock me, because when I, before being trained and really getting to know you, Jessica, when I took the listening exam, I did not score that highly. And I'm an English teacher. My master's degree is in English.
Yeah.
And it still was really tricky, right? With all the distractions, and you have a limited amount of time. So I am a testament that these are not faked stats. This is accurate. It's a difficult exam, even for native English speakers.
Yeah, totally. And for the English as a first language candidates taking the general exam, they only got a 7.28. So those are very close. And remember, guys, like, you're not going to get a 7 point whatever on your exam. These are just the averages the thousands and thousands of people that took the exam in 2021. Now, you guys have this very clear, public, you know, valid information that even natives don't get above an 8 on IELTS listening, and non-natives don't get above a 7 on IELTS listening. Now, you guys, you don't want to fall into these categories. So what can we do for our students, Aubrey?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes. And if you have been listening to IELTS Energy for a while, you know that you don't have to, because we have students come on all the time that got 8s and 9s on listening,
yeah,
right? So we know it's possible. We know you can get a much higher score on listening. We're going to share today 2 things that you must be doing in order to beat these averages, in order to get a much higher score on IELTS listening. So let's dive in here, Jessica, with the first one.
All right. So the first tip, guys, and we hinted at this earlier when we were talking about the difference between how a general training student might prepare differently than an academic training student. So you guys need to listen to as much English as possible. I mean, it's inevitable when we have students who are scoring poorly in any part of the exam, it's because they're not practicing for that part of the exam. And we've talked about this as far as speaking goes recently. And the same is true for listening, right? If you are not understanding what you're hearing, if you can't follow it, you can't keep track, you're not preparing enough. You're not listening to enough English. Aubrey, if students just listen to IELTS Energy and All Ears English, is that enough? Does that count?
It certainly counts for something, but it isn't enough, right? That's a really good point. You're learning great information here. You are improving your vocabulary, learning those strategies, but you have to do a lot more than that. You must be listening to podcasts and podcasts made for native English speakers, right? Mm-hmm. Find your genre. Is it true crime? Cooking, the news, whatever you love listening to. Don't just listen to podcasts that are made for English language learners to like learn specific vocabulary. Learn them to also understand the overall gist, what is being, and to get engaged, get sucked into a really interesting podcast. That is where the real growth happens.
Yeah, guys. And in order to increase your comprehension, in order to start understanding more, to set yourself up for success, take some extra time and read about the episode. Go to that podcast website, see if they have transcripts, read the summary of the episode before you listen. Go in armed with more knowledge and be prepared to understand more. Just passively listening, you know, it will help, but you could be helping yourself so much more if you put in a little more focused effort, right? Find podcasts with transcripts. The best place to go is npr.org because a lot of their podcasts do have transcripts. So definitely check that out. And there are, gosh, there's podcasts for everything. I'm listening to a podcast right now called Spooked. It's from Snap Judgment, another NPR show. And it's all about Halloween stories, like true life scary stories, because I love that stuff.
Yes, I started listening to one called Supernatural. Same thing about kind of real life spooky things when people like see a ghost in the woods or something. It's really well done and fun.
I love it.
But yes, I agree. Like this is such vital, and you just need to go a little further, right? Really engage with what you're hearing. Read the transcript, write some IELTS questions for yourself, get together with a speaking partner. We've had several really good episodes here with activities that you can do while you're listening to a podcast, or, you know, so that you can really take the time to use strategies while listening.
And don't stop with podcasts, guys. I mean, Aubrey and I are huge fans of TV and movies. I don't feel like it's a waste of time at all. I love watching TV shows and movies. So does my son, luckily. And guys, I really hope you do too, because that is the best way to immerse yourself in English, is to fall deep into a story. Love the story. Love the characters, or hate the characters. Develop feelings about the characters. I just started watching a show on AMC called Interview with a Vampire. Of course, we all know the movie with, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Yes. Oh,
delicious. Love it. But the show, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm getting all flustered just thinking about how amazing the show is. But guys, find a show that like gets you all flustered, like me, you know?
And I'm going to recommend, I love that we're doing kind of spooky things since it's almost Halloween. I'm going to recommend a film, Get Out, which Jordan Peele wrote and produced it. It's very so scary, good. But not like gory. It's mostly suspenseful and very thought-provoking. Highly recommend.
I would classify it as a psychological thriller, even though it's people call it a horror movie. I don't think
it's more of a psychological thriller. Definitely. And something like that it'll pull you in. It'll really engage your brain. Amazing. The tricky thing for me is getting myself to watch TV and movies in Spanish, in French. I know I need to in order to boost my, and I know it's the same for you guys. It's so much easier in your first language. Get to there where you're motivated, you know you're going to enjoy it, and then learn at the same time.
So this is the main difference between native English speakers and non-native English speakers taking the exam. Native English speakers will obviously be more immersed in English. They will be listening to more English than a non-native speaker. So just that fact alone, just that difference alone explains why native score more highly. But then why don't they get higher? They're still not getting above an 8. They're still getting, what was the average? 7.2. That's still so low. If English is your first language, why aren't they getting 9s on listening, Aubrey? What is our second tip here?
Yes, they don't have the strategies. The IELTS listening exam is comprehension, of course, but also strategies. And you have to understand what types of questions you're going to see and the specific strategy for each question type so that you waste no time. You know exactly how to attack that type of question.
I'm picturing a native English speaker, you know, rocking up to the test, no preparation, because it's just an English test. They speak English. They'll be fine. And they get to the listening exam and there's like a map completion question on the listening exam. There's like table completion and these things that look not, I almost said user friendly. They're just not like self-explanatory.
Familiar.
You can't just look at this and know what to do. You have to prepare well, guys, or else you're going to get nervous. You're going to panic on test day. And then you won't even be able to answer the easy questions because you're going to be stuck on the questions you missed from before. So again, guys, it's not just about good English or improving your listening comprehension. That's half of it. Immerse yourself in English, surround yourself in English, enjoy, love what you're listening to. But you also have to prepare for the exam. Guys, we can help you. Our online course, like we said, we're used to students getting 7s, 8s, 9s on IELTS listening. So check it out, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS to check out our online course. And Aubrey, any last words of advice for students so they don't get stuck with these average listening scores?
Yeah, I just want to share with you guys, you might not have that good of an idea of what you would get when you take this Three Keys IELTS listening module. It is so helpful to have Jessica walk you step by step through the different question types so that you understand the strategy for each one. You're able to practice the strategy for each one. It builds so much confidence when you start scoring on practice exams, the 8, the 9 that you want. So I think before you actually can get in the course, it's sort of hard to have an idea. It's just sort of vague in general, but once you're in there, you will see it's so helpful. And we do have a money back guarantee. So you can get in there, check it out, see how useful it is. You have nothing to lose, guys.
Exactly. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And as a last note, don't forget to check out our new All Ears English podcast focused on business English. Look for that wherever you get your podcast, guys. All right, awesome. Aubrey, thank you. I keep mixing up my words today.
Did Instead you almost of, say student
all
again?
All right, Aubrey, awesome. I'm like, all right, awesome, Aubrey.
I prefer awesome over student. All right, awesome.
I'm going to call you awesome from now on.
I love it.
Awesome. We have fun. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.